This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Let's reintroduce ourselves. My name's Dee Mason. That there is Lisa Dano Daniel.
That's me.
And we're joined in the studio by the lovely Tabitha. We'll put her on later. Can't even find that button right now. And, we'll be here right through until 6:30. We're just finding our feet again. I've forgotten everything.
Joy.
Yes, 94.9, you're with Daniel and Mason. We are driving you homo right now, right up until, oh, that's better. Right up until 6:30 this afternoon, Dano.
That's all they'll let us have.
They do say that it takes 21 days to make or break a habit.
Yep, don't believe it.
I have been away from this desk for approximately 30 days.
More than that.
A habit broken. Can't seem to remember how to do anything, but it's coming back.
Do you reckon making a habit in 21 days? Do you think? I don't believe it.
Oh, I know. If I have three sessions of chips on the couch, that's a habit made.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Breaking a habit is different.
Maybe it only, applies to healthy things.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, because like I've had 6 weeks without sugar but gone straight back to it immediately.
Are you back on the sugars?
Well, no, but, you know, had absolutely no sugar, like no sugar at all, like not even bread, marinades, nothing.
No, that's just feeding the hungry sugar beast inside. They're just...
Yes.
It's like
But I just, you know, when I finished my 6 weeks, I just went back to my marinades, my bread and...
But you're not in candy. Not up in the candies.
No, not so much. But, you know.
Thanks for asking. When I was away, I went to... We have had a break. You, of course, took your lady wife and dogs up to Noosa, Byron.
Yes, Byron.
I get those confused. Are they near each other?
No, not at all, really.
Okay.
They are sunny.
Rich people's beach destination.
Well, I don't know about that. We stayed and slept in the car for 3 weeks. No, we didn't.
No, you didn't.
I've realised that all of our holidays, and in fact our entire life, is directed by the dogs.
Yeah.
So, you know, 2.5 day drive up to Byron, just so we could take the dogs, hire a house.
People feel this about their children too.
Do they? Do they take kids on holidays?
Well, my parents
like young kids. So they go on holidays with their children. That's weird. I thought it was just dogs.
Not that chick in America. Did you hear about her? She left, she's in jail now. She's lost her kids because she left them at home.
Oh, it's fine. It'll teach them to be tough, I reckon.
Yeah, good for them.
Yeah, it's good for them. Yeah, so I just had a pretty, a sunny, semi little winter break.
So you had a relaxing holiday.
Well, I was studying while I was up there, but it's a nice place to study.
Yeah, that's nice.
You, on the other hand, did something far
more highbrow. I had an adventure holiday. Yeah, highbrow, don't know.
More highbrow.
More adventurous. I went to China to make some video documentary, and it was great, but very, very hard going. Harder than you realise. We're in a bubble. We're in an English-speaking bubble, and I know I sound like white trash, but it's until you're absolutely immersed in a culture with no English, none, that you really value language and you think, gosh, I really should. It just felt like a rude white bit of trash not learning enough Mandarin just to get around, you know what I mean? So
you were in an interesting culture while you were there.
I was. I was up visiting the Masur tribe in sort of northwest of China, in Yunnan, and sort of exploring the last known matrilineal matriarchal society in China. It's fascinating.
Wow, it's incredible.
Probably doesn't make great radio, but it's going to make a great documentary. Yeah.
Good, anyway. I look forward to it.
Well, we should talk about it more some other time, but Dano.
Yes.
We have been very excited to come back and learn that everything's changed at Joy in our absence.
I know.
And we're not called Joy this week.
No.
We're called Yes 94.9.
Do you know how many times I've said no in the last 15 minutes? No, no,
well, you've got to take that out of vocabulary. We've been told to.
Yes.
So we are going to, I am, as an announcer, going to try and remember to every time I announce the radio station say Yes 94.9, but I have already said it wrong three times. We're on Yes 94.9.
Joy.
Let Katrina Summers figure it out. Joy sponsor.
Can't even.
I wish I'd heard the start of that ad.
It's something about...
Busy creating a show.
It's something about figuring something out.
Oh, yes.
You're on, yes, 94.9, you're with Dana and Mason. The Mrs. Tabitha, hello, Tabitha 1.
Hi.
Still the original and the best, and Tabitha 2, of course.
Jeez, thanks.
Favouritism or what?
Well, chronological.
I've got some favouritism for you before.
You didn't even
digress.
Give me like another title. It was just like, oh, and this is the second
I'm
one.
Happy oh. and proud to announce that Tabitha 2, T2, Tabsy 2, is now officially the producer of Dano and Mason program yes. on, yes, 94.9. Welcome, Tabitha.
Thanks, that's nicer. Yeah, I'll take that one.
Scripted it for me and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Dano, are you of the opinion that there's more children, and by children I say people under the age of 20, in the city than there has ever been?
Well, it is school holidays.
I know, but do you think we're making more of them than ever?
I wouldn't know. We could ask our newsreader, Beck Hagen, later on, because she works in the hospital system. She might say, yes, there's been an influx of...
I'm sure we can get onto the ABS about statistics, but it just feels to me like either there's more of them or they've just got a little bit more get up and go than we used to have.
A bit louder.
I want to talk about maybe a little bit, in a little bit, not right now.
Yeah.
And because we've got younger people in the studio, I want to find out who the hell they think they are and why, if they're on school holidays, why aren't they doing the chores that...
That's right.
We had to do when we were on school holidays.
Exactly.
Go home and sit on the couch and get really bored.
Why aren't they cleaning the guttering?
Yeah, exactly.
Gutterings.
I don't understand. Anyway, Tabitha 1, who's walking on thin ice, arrived late to the show today.
In her school uniform.
In her school uniform, which is weird because it's school holidays. And I wanted to, just once, because Tabitha, of course, is head girl at Effing High, I just once wanted to come in and say, I got... arrested last night
I'm
hungover and I'm hungover and you can't say that, mate.
No, underage.
Underage. Oh, sorry, I was holding a baseball bat and I accidentally smashed a window and I've been in the clink all night. But no, you came in. What's your sorry-ass excuse for being late to our program?
So I've been named as one of 7 VCA student leaders for the year and I was at the interviews for that because they pick like an overall winner.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, congratulations.
Thank you.
But
just because you didn't do VCE.
That's right. I did HSC.
That's right.
Well done, you high achiever.
The most outrageous thing she's done is wearing the school uniform today because she had this. She reckons it's because she had this interview. I reckon she was pranking people in the city.
Yeah.
Other similar age people who would have seen her and gone, am I supposed to be back at school?
Oh, she's just running around giving out black marks. Yeah. Detentions.
Yes. With a badge on.
Oh, but you would have got detention.
Oh, I was hard.
Can you give detention still?
No, I can't.
Why not? Like, what is the point of being a prefect if you can't allocate detention?
I'm not too sure, but it's not.
If you can't have systematic bullying, I don't know what you can do.
I reckon in this day and age in high school, they're all prefects. You know,
yeah, like, every, you know, every kiddie gets the medal.
Prize.
She's her girl. There's 36 others just like her.
Joy 94.9.
You came across a great thing on the... there's too many of them.
Mm.
You came across a great thing that tickled my fancy, which was a... We love a generator.
You love a generator.
I love a generator.
You love a name generator. And I did find in my highbrow research a dog name generator.
I love it.
So I want the folks that are listening to send their dog's name in.
Yep.
And we'll generate a name for them. So, for example...
Fluffy.
Fluffy would be... Miss farts a lot.
Yeah, that'd be right.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense.
So my dog, who is called Murphy, would be Captain Farts a Lot. So if it ends in Y, you're going to get farts a lot.
If it ends in Y, you're going to get farts a lot.
So there'll be lots of
farts
a lot.
There's lots of farts a lot.
Yes.
What's Beck Hagen's dog's name? Because she's on and on about that dog all the time. She'll come in and tell us.
Toby, Archie, something like that.
Something farts a lot.
So they need to text us on
0427 joy 949 or they can email us on air at joy.org.au. Seems like a little bit of froth.
Yeah,
but maybe after you've been talking Melbourne Festival, highbrow arts,
and
you need a bit of farts a lot.
And if people are having a hard time with the Yes campaign, because I'm relabeling it the Yes campaign,
yeah.
If they're having a hard time with that, let's do a bit of fluffy stuff. So tell us your dog's name and we'll give the alternative.
Did your family used to call it dog's jobs if they did poo?
I have a story about that, Mason. I'm going to tell you very quickly.
Okay.
I had my appendix out when I was 11, and after a few days, the nurse came in and asked me, have I done my jobs yet?
Mm.
I thought she meant that I had to do chores in hospital.
Oh.
Of course, she meant, have I moved my
bowels.
Dano and Mason on Joy. Sponsored by Tesla Tulip Festival. Enjoy a kaleidoscope of colour for September 14 until October 10. Tulipfestival.com.au. Can we be
friends? Did you know we were sponsored, mate?
Yeah, no.
Yes.
I did not.
Tulip Festival. We've been
away.
Are they
edible?
No. Tulips?
Can we get an edible sponsor? Like something I could eat? Oh, well, I suppose I should give my grandma some tulips.
Yeah, so heading down to train to Wrongtown. That's where you're heading there.
Joy.
Dano, before that lovely bit of music that we heard, we were talking about our fun animal name generator,
just to
show
light
name.
Up the world.
Oh, we love it. There's
it's
too much
a hard week in the world.
You know, there's too much crap going on.
That's
we
right.
just want some fun stuff.
So we're renaming your dogs.
Yes, and we've had quite a number of people because
we've had a lot.
Nobody loves their dogs like a homo. That's what I've always
correct.
Said.
Now Betty's dog is called Jordan. I reckon that's a bizarre name for
got
a, that's
yeah.
a human name.
I've
it's
got
like
a nephew called
David.
Jordan. Yes.
Anyway, Jordan's real name we have renamed him as His Majesty Slobbers.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Hey, my friend Alice's dog is called Molly Brown.
So Molly Brown is Captain Slobbers.
Oh, because the N on the end.
Yes.
I see what
right.
you're doing, yeah.
Yes. Now, Simo has called in. He's got a great dog name, actually. Francesca Sweet Chili. Miss Farts a lot.
Of course she does.
And Neil has a dog called Willow, which is also a lovely name. Prince Goofballs.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
My
yeah.
dog was called Giga Pantalonis, so he doesn't really even need a funny name because that was it.
President Biscuit.
President Biscuit.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Before we get going with this track by Shawn Mendes, I did want to say that oftentimes people stop me, Dano, in shopping centres and just in the street.
Well,
and
it's
they
your
say,
dress sense, mate. I mean, it's,
and they say,
yeah, it's confronting.
You're a single childless lesbian. Can you help us with ideas for how to raise our children?
Yes, for parenting advice.
An uncaring single childless lesbian.
This is a very popular segment amongst
the segment
our
goes off if we do not get a complaint by the end of it. I'm always upset. What would she know? She doesn't even have kids.
That's why you're such an expert, though.
Coming up
they're
next.
Clouded.
Coming up next, I'll
judgments.
I'll impart on you all my advice.
Joy 94.9.
Do you want a funny story?
I do, Beck.
Well, you've come to the right place. Did you miss me?
I missed you a lot.
Oh, good.
I miss your professionalism.
I like how I don't giggle in the news.
Not anymore. Not since that fart episode of 2016.
Classic.
Classic.
Oh, God.
Still
we've
fun.
Had some time.
Did you miss us?
Oh, so
God,
much. I'm
so
surprised because you actually drive me crazy, both
yeah,
of you. But then when you're not here.
We've been trying to drive you home over.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm halfway there.
Yeah.
Anyway. To the serious news now.
Oh.
You said it was funny. Have I found a doozy? A British 19-year-old has officially changed his name to, drumroll,
Farty McFart.
Classic. Yeah. Captain Fantastic, faster than Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine, Hulk and The Flash combined. His grandmother is no longer speaking to him, reportedly.
Oh, it's because it's too
like
hard to say.
Like highs and lows,
name.
Do you know what I mean? Ups, peaks and troughs.
Do you know what? If only we had a live studio audience and we could actually give Beck the congratulations that she deserves,
imagine
it would sound something like this.
Yes. Woo! Oh, stop.
I know. But
I'd like to thank you.
How nice to have a live studio audience in the studio with us.
It's unusual.
It's a weekly event now.
Is it really?
Yeah, no. It's just an accident. We actually have just every human is in here.
Just
fantastic.
Do people listening know that your studio is packed to the rafters?
No, so I don't think there's no
it's like skin on skin. I
there are 10 people
like
in here.
Yeah, thighs just them. Touching
I
everyone.
Know,
we just go out before the show about an hour before with us. I wear a sandwich board.
Yeah.
And I just get people to, it's not sort of like,
you don't
sort of like David Letterman.
Yes.
Sort of like that.
A little bit like that.
Almost exactly like
like that, but without the comedy.
Joy.
We have in the studio with us a couple of young kids. We'll get to them in a little bit later. But I just watched them while the music was playing. They did something in a matter of 2 minutes that would have taken me at the age of 17 a year.
Months, years.
Yeah, to do, which is connect with another human, exchange details and make an appointment.
Yes, I know. It's amazing.
But Tabitha's like, oh, yeah, okay, well, why don't you, we just figure, and then they've made
they
a time to meet.
They touched each other's phones.
Yeah, they touched each other's phones and they've done all
it's
that.
It's very intimate.
Let's introduce them. So I've got in the studio Tabitha 1. Tabitha's still the original and the best, who we know very, very well because you're we'd call you senior work experience student at Dano & Mason.
Technically didn't do work experience.
She's an intern.
A little bit
that's
of an intern.
I was meant to come on to Shadow Your Show while I was doing my radio course and I just never left.
Yeah, that's true.
That's right.
We have sent memos.
It's like a bug I picked up in China. It's just it's just sort of hanging around. It's not annoying. It's just kind of still there.
Yeah, it's just a low-grade virus.
And, of course, we have James, who was our official work experience student back in July something?
Oh, around that time last year.
Yeah, listen to his voice too.
Voice for radio.
Oh.
Face for it too.
Yes. Ah, really, you there?
Yeah. I don't agree, but anyway.
Welcome back. No, he's very pretty too. Welcome back, James.
Thank you.
We were talking a little bit earlier about something that shits me about your generation, which is that you're having way too much fun. You're on school holidays. Now, Dano's about the same age as me. Mm. We're the same vintage. That's right. We just did a little bit of math and realised that Dano and I are collectively older than all the other people in the studio.
We're collectively 100.
We are collectively 100 years old, and they together are 80. So anyway, you know nothing.
You were telling me you think they should ban school holidays now.
I think school holidays, this is ridiculous. I was walking through the city, and I've got friends who have children of the 15, 16, 17, and they're like, what am I going to do with these kids over holidays? I'm like, what do you mean?
I don't know what's wrong with a casino car park, but anyway.
Well, what did you do at your...
Well, you know, clear the gutterings, paint the fences,
jobs.
Drive my parents around at the age of 12. You know, I'd be up at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Ironing shirts, making lunches, cooking a roast.
Had a quick...
Feeding the homeless, driving a train.
You didn't do that.
No.
I was talking to James and I... tell me again, James, what you did for your holiday this time.
Well, over the last 2 weeks, I disappeared to Europe for a physics trip for school.
Wow. Do they do better physics over there, do they?
Well, they've got better kind of better facilities for it,
right.
And good experience.
You know why? Because all the clever kids from Australia bugger off to Switzerland to get,
right.
Look
I
at
think
physics.
I went to summers or something. If I was lucky,
Tabitha, what have you done for your summer holidays? What is this? The winter holiday? What do you even call it? Because you're four terms now. Is that what's going on?
Oh, it's the I don't know what holidays is it. I call it the show holidays because it's when the show happens.
Oh yes, the show.
The show.
Mm. What's that?
The Melbourne show.
Melbourne show.
Okay, no idea.
You missed it.
What?
But have you never been to the Melbourne show?
I've never been to the Melbourne show.
Oh my
I've
God.
Never been to Luna Park.
I've been to the Melbourne show every year since I was like old enough to remember it.
Mate, you live about 3 minutes from Luna
Park. I know. I live right there. It
in
scares
fact, I've
me.
I've seen you sleeping in the doorway.
People screaming en masse is a very unattractive thing to me. I don't like it. That
yeah,
whole.
So I haven't.
How have you occupied your time? Because you're a head girl. I mean, you've got a lot of responsibilities. Would
yeah.
you say that you're spending 80% of your time doing homework?
I'd like to say that I spend 80% of my time, but a lot of these holidays, our teachers said that they shouldn't be holidays, that we should just be studying.
Yeah, it's a bad name for
Stay
what it is.
Yeah, so I've just been at school doing, like, practice exams, and I had, like, that interview today and done a few different fun things, like went to the show and saw the pop-up Shakespeare thing, which was good.
So arts, you're getting
yeah.
you're doing a little bit of culture.
A little bit of culture.
You're not in Switzerland, are you?
No.
Doing a physics excursion.
I don't know what science is.
But at your age, so you're a little bit self-contained. James, you could be left alone, no worries at all.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to say, when I was... Like, my school holiday program, that's the thing.
Yeah,
my friends are saying,
what
are we going to do? And people are like, oh, I've got him at tennis camp from 10 a.m. till 2. But, you know, like people...
Structured things.
Yeah, structured things. And then we've got a clown coming over to entertain all the... You know, it's ridiculous. I honestly reckon that I was doing my school holiday program, September school holidays for D. Mason was, up in bed made by 7 every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then chores, probably from 7 to 10, you know, as you say, guttering, cleaning the things, doing the...
Vacuuming.
cleaning the auto tray, that kind of thing.
Sitting your mum's hair.
And then it was what we call time at leisure from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. And that is literally nothing. You don't...
Are you allowed to turn the television on?
No, not inside the house, mate. You had to go away and come back when dinner was ready. Peel the potatoes and then clean up. There was no structure.
No, there was no.
And I think that's
and no screens.
I think that you need to be completely bored to really understand. You know, how are you going to find out how stuff works if you don't pull it apart?
There could be a grand physics discovery if you're bored.
Yeah, no point just going and looking what they're doing in Switzerland, James. What did you learn, by the way, in Switzerland? Was it good?
Oh, it was incredible, and it's. I'm not. I learned so much. It's kind of hard to put into a couple of words.
Please but it was brain time though.
Definitely. It was. It kind of explained what all of what we do in school builds up to in terms of.
Wow. Oh, I'm going to pay that then. Yeah. That's probably a pretty good thing to do on your holidays.
Yeah.
But when was the last time you were totally bored?
Probably the
right
previous
now.
School holidays.
Oh, I see. I would have said right now, and that would have been hilarious. Yeah. So you do have some downtime.
Oh yeah. Well. Not so much during the term, but on the holidays.
That's right. You've got to have time to rest and, you know,
do
count ants, do your jobs.
get to the guttering.
Yeah, that's right. Have your first drink. Yeah, that's right, all that stuff. Well, I thank you both for coming to talk about your school holidays. Dano, I am very impressed with the young people. Intense. But I just think that there's too much stimulation.
There's too many of them.
There's too many of them. And the other thing is, take your children out of the city. I'm done.
And you can dance. For inspiration. Come on.
No, you come on. You're on Joy 94.9. Of course, I'm not going to play Madonna's Into the Groove because that's just by way of introducing our next guest, the lovely and the frequently here, Richard Eric. Welcome, Richard.
Hi.
How did you cope when we weren't here?
I barely even came into
Sobbing
this, to
in
be
the
honest.
Why would you?
I'm just barely even in the studio.
Oh, you're fine. Hey, Richard Eric has a now hugely famous podcast called Into the Actual Groove.
Yeah.
Into the Groove, which is available on iTunes and also available on the Joy website, joy.org.au.
Yes.
Richard, of course, famously, you pull apart albums of artists.
Yes.
And analyse them.
Yes.
Forensically dissect.
That's right.
Say.
Yes.
And you've done famously, can't remember.
Criminology, that's why I'm speaking in that language.
Yes. The albums you've done, though, are...
Really quickly, I did Pet Shop Boys, Kylie Minogue, Madonna, RuPaul, The Dixie Chicks and Anoni.
Oh, that's right. The Anoni one we talked about last time.
I know. Yeah.
And then you just stopped while we were away.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, why is it? I thought we'd come back and you will have dropped a little something for us.
No, I mean, with no promo outlet, what was the point, really? This is the only show that I'll talk to on Joy, okay? This is their exclusive.
That's right. We believe you. So, after Anoni, what happened? Because you feel like you've gone a bit quiet, but there's something more exciting than that happening.
Yeah. So, basically, I was working on an album after the Anoni episode, and I thought to myself, like, to tell the story of this album, you have to understand what came before it. Like in the artist's history and exactly what happened and what happened directly after it. And I'm like, I can't tell this story in like 45 minutes to an
really?
Hour. So
wow. You're having a volume.
Yeah. I mean, like I could have, but it wouldn't be right. It wouldn't do it justice. It mm-hmm. just wasn't enough. And in the episodes that exist, if anyone's heard them, crickets, but if people have actually heard them.
I have a cricket sound.
If people have heard them, they'll know that I go off onto tangents that go years past what I'm supposed to be talking about. Like, it just goes ridiculous. And I'm like, why am I restricting myself this way?
No. I am mindful, Richard, that you haven't mentioned the artist.
No, not yet, because I'm going to read you a look. I'm going to read some quotes about them to really build up.
We've already had texts in saying, who the heck is it? So,
you have not.
No, we haven't.
So anyway, I'm blowing the concept to pieces.
Wide open.
Wide open. Mm. And the next installment of Into the Groove will be the first of 6 episodes. And these 6 episodes...
Before you say the artist's name, can I say that I think people are going to think you're going to say something like Beethoven now because you made it so highbrow. But go on.
Okay. The person I'm talking about that I'm going to do 6 episodes telling the story off from start to finish. It's not a person. It's a group of individuals. And according to this book that I'm holding in my hand... This is the most widely recognised group of individuals since John, Paul, George and Ringo.
The Bay City Rollers.
They are...
That's fantastic.
We're bogans.
It's Bardot. They were a social phenomenon that changed the course of popular music and popular culture.
It's not Bardot.
It's not Bardot. But Bardot would not exist without this group.
Go on, who is it?
I am, of course, talking about the Spice Girls.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Oh, Richard.
Thank you. Round of applause. Just for even mentioning their names.
Oh, no. Wow. So, you've...
So, 6-part episode.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like Taylor Mack. It's He's like, going over the... You could do it live like, over 24 hours.
That's like one for each Spice Girl member plus a couple of roadies.
Plus me.
Plus you.
It's plus Richard.
I am the 6th Spice. By the end of this series, I will be the 6th Spice.
Isn't there only 4 of them?
No.
Okay. Well, that was my first question in your quiz.
Get it. Get out of here.
So when are they due for release?
Well,
not
there
the
was
Spice
four
Girls,
of them when Jerry left, so you're technically correct.
Mm, thank
I've just
you.
Spoiled some way.
Who's Jerry?
Okay. Jerry Lewis?
Yeah, Jerry Lewis is in the Spice Girls.
When are they coming out?
Start of November.
Oh, my.
I'm going to try and do... It was also one of the problems that plagued the podcast beforehand was that I would go a really long time between episodes because I was working on them and couldn't stick to any sort of timetable. So I'm doing as much work as I possibly can in advance and they'll be coming out weekly from the start of November for 6 weeks. And now that I've said it, it really actually has to happen. Yeah. So you know, it's bloody happening.
Yeah, well, I'm excited about it. You know what I'm going to do after? Because we've got Beck Hagen coming up shortly with the news.
Yes.
But I want people to text in any question about the Spice Girls that they think will stump Richard Eric. You can text us on 0427JOY949 or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. Stick around, Richard Eric, because after the news, we will be quizzing you on your Spice Girls knowledge. Just quickly, though, what's your favourite Spice Girls song?
Viva Forever.
You hesitated.
I thought you were going to ask me which was my favourite member, so I got a bit confused.
Don't say member, mate. It seems rude. Say Spice Girl.
Okay, sorry.
So standing by, Richard Eric's going to get stumped.
Joy.
Would you say this is your magnum opus, your great work?
Yes, for
your Sistine Chapel?
Yeah. If there's like a question in this upcoming quiz that I don't know, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
Our producer, Tabitha, has come up with some very, very probing questions. Look, I'll be honest, they start quite easy.
Okay. Which one? That one? That Tabitha?
That Tabitha. Tabitha 2.
Just to lull you into a sense of security.
Then yeah. Bang. Okay. And then bang. Richard Eric, what year was Mel C born?
Oh. I don't know. Hang on a second. Wait.
No,
can
no,
I have
no.
A look in this book.
No, 2 seconds.
Look.
What was the name of
74? 74.
Okay. What was the name of the second studio album released in 97?
Spice World.
Hmm. In the movie Spice World, which Spice Girl drives the bus nearly crashing into two nuns?
Victoria. Posh.
Thank you. More information, please.
Oh, sorry.
How many Grammys have the Spice Girls won?
Absolutely none.
Zero, correct. Which trick two question. Spice Girls are the godmothers to Jerry's daughter, Bluebell Madonna?
Okay, one of them is Victoria. Is that correct or not?
Yes.
Because Beck and I were just talking about this and she told me that just before. The other one...
Has she seen the printout?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't show it to anyone, I promise.
Right, okay.
I have to guess the other one. I'm going to say maybe Emma.
Oh, my God, you're a good guesser.
Yay.
True or false, Richard Eric? The video for Two Become One was filmed in New York.
Okay, this might be a trick question because the backdrop in the video is New York City. However, they're really obviously superimposed onto the backdrop. Mm. I am going to say yes with hesitation.
Yes, what? Because the question was true or false.
Oh, yes, it is true.
Oh, no. It was a trick question. It is, in fact, false. It was filmed on a green screen, but I might just go to the producer, Tabitha. Do you have knowledge that it was filmed necessarily on a green screen, but was it perhaps filmed in New York on a green screen
no,
of New York?
No, it was filmed in England in front of a green screen.
That's embarrassing.
Richard Eric, your final question. How many days apart were Mel B and Victoria's first children born?
Ooh. I know they were pregnant almost exactly the same time. So it's not like some question like it's 170 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea of the exact day. I'm going to say less than 30.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe between like 2 weeks and like 20 days.
13. But that's a good question. I would not... do you know what? I would not have known that their names are Victoria and Mel. Yeah. What's the B stand for?
Brown.
Because there was two Mels in Spice Girls.
C and B.
Yeah.
No, I understand. Dana, what's the extent of your knowledge of the Spice Girls now that you have, in this phase before you've unleashed yourself onto the podcast series?
Less than yours.
Wow,
I would argue.
Wow.
I think I might have been in jail for that period of my life.
Yeah, there's
huge Spice Girls on jail radio.
Swathes of time where I have no musical knowledge just because
it was still on the Bay City Rollers at that stage.
No, they're much after
I actually really
that.
Like this topic because I feel like I know a lot. Yeah, and I'm right. in the power
yeah,
seat
you're
and you
in.
Guys don't
yeah.
know. Normally it's like, have you ever heard of these? Do you
wouldn't,
know these?
I wouldn't call it the power seat, mate, but I'd say.
I'm taking it.
Yeah. I don't know. There's some artists that I really invested in the late 80s, early 90s, but the Spice Girls. And yep,
pass me by.
Five of them.
Well, I mean, you would have been, and this is not shady because anyone over 10 was out of their target market. So, like, you were out of their target market at the time.
But only just.
But only just. But, I mean, you know who they are, right?
Oh, yes.
You wouldn't be able to name them. And that's like everyone knows who they are.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't know exactly what happened, the ins and outs of the story. You definitely, very few people are going to know all the detail that I'm going to go into over 6 episodes.
Yeah. But what a great way to be introduced to a band.
Yeah. And I maintain, and I will maintain for the rest of my life, that their music was outstanding. And so that is like my... Stay with me.
No, I love it. I'm just thinking, whenever you say, as a human...
Well, my opinion's changing.
With assistance, but...
No.
I have read many things that go in depth about exactly what the extent of their involvement in the writing was.
Mm.
Yeah. I would take up way too much
time.
They
did empower a whole generation of young girls to mm-hmm. be a bit kick-ass though, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it wasn't all for nothing.
No, absolutely not. But there were so many contradictions.
Mm.
Like Victoria said at an interview in 1997 that she was a Tory, like a conservative, which just goes against so much that they stood for. So it's like there's just so many contradictions and it's just really juicy and interesting. I think so anyway.
What year did she marry Beckham? So she was already an established artist before all of that happened, wasn't she?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They met after... They were both famous.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think 2000.
I think it's fascinating and I can't wait to listen. You can go to joy.org.au for Richard Eric's podcast, or I get it from iTunes myself, because then it just comes straight into my pocket.
That's right.
That's right.
You have to look for it.
On Joy 94.9, you're with Dano and Mason, and that's it for us, Dano. We're on our way out. I just want to give a big thanks to Kath Mainland from Melbourne Festival. Took us for the festival opening tonight. Richard Eric, of course, the lovely Richard, with his talk of podcastery. The lovely Beck Hagen for the news. Robbie Rockstar on the front desk. Both the Tabithas, the Mrs. Tabitha. James for coming in to have a chat with us. And also Nicole, our famous, now world famous podcaster on the ledge.
And a quick mention of Paul Anthony, who sat in the chair for a few weeks when we were away.
How lovely was Paul to look after the spot? He broke hearts. Lisa, he broke hearts.
Didn't break anything else.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.